Prayer for Enduring with Hope by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Matthew 24:13. The disciples gathered around Jesus one day and asked how they would recognize the end of time. Jesus explained what the world could expect to happen in those days, so they would not be alarmed. Surely talk of impending wars, famines, and earthquakes would cause people to panic. But Jesus reassured the disciples, saying, "See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet." Matthew 24:6. Even today, we might be tempted to lose heart when we read Jesus' words regarding the end times. Hearing that many will suffer or be led away from God, it doesn't sound like something to look forward to. But in Matthew 24:13, Jesus offers unmistakable hope to sustain us through the hardest days. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. God calls us to endure. Romans 5:3-4 encourages believers to rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. So as we persevere through whatever trials we face, God replenishes our hope with the promise of eternal life with Him. Jesus came and suffered because of His deep love for us. Knowing nothing can separate us from that love gives us reason to press on. We can step into each new day with anticipation instead of panic, thanks to this amazing promise. We will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:30. Let's keep this promise in mind and ask God for the strength to endure with hope. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. When I look around at the world today, it's hard to stay encouraged. Yet in those times when I begin to lose heart, I can always turn to Scripture and find renewed hope. Your Son Jesus spoke to His disciples, explaining how important it was for them to endure with hope, even in the end times. Through their conversation, Jesus gives us all a reason to press on today. Lord, help us to endure when we're tempted to give up. Help us focus on your love as we face difficult times. Thank you for not only calling us to walk in freedom from panic because of Jesus, but also giving us the strength to endure until we see Him again. We can rejoice as we persevere because of His promised return. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.